The Social Geeks, Episode 4, where you can come feedly up both me and Corvita as we look at the new Firefox extension that hooks into Google Reader called Feedly.
We need to talk about the place, too.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Social Geeks, Episode 4. I am Chris, currently back at home.
And Corvita's the same, back at home. I love you, Portland! Totally looking forward to going back to Portland for the summer.
So when are you going back to Portland?
Hopefully sometime for the summer, in the beginning of August. Looking into some places now, biding my time, saving up that dough.
Tell everybody what you did while you were there.
I went to the Ignite Portland conference, which was fabulous. Met some great people. Gabe Brown, a bunch of people. Everyone that's on my Twitter stream, I met them all. Jake Rick Tarosky, who is like the mayor, the tech mayor of Portland, and a bunch of people. Everyone from my Twitter stream that's in Portland, I met them. You know, hung out, ate a bunch of great food. They have a lot of great restaurants there. And overall, just enjoyed myself. You know, it was awesome.
Sounds like a plan.
And a huge shout out to Frederick from the last podcast, who also hung out with in Portland, who just recently joined the Read Write Web team. Welcome aboard. And got to hang out with Marshall Kirkpatrick, too, which was, he's a total celebrity there.
Yeah, Marshall K, all over Twitter.
Yeah, he's a babe, too. Totally hot.
All right, well, I will send shout-outs to all those people on the lovely island I just left. Not a darn one of them listens to this podcast, probably. But that's fine. That's fine. Because while I was there, I didn't do any technology the whole time. It was vacation.
What were you smoking?
Nothing. I was actually just doing absolutely nothing but sitting there on the balcony overlooking the ocean doing nothing, letting my mind melt.
It sounds like a great plan.
It's not a plan. It's a done deal. It's a completed activity for the year. So I'm done. I'm better. I'm good and relaxed. I did actually very limited technology at all due to lack of good internet access. Are you ready to talk?
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. They had wireless. I wrote a little blurb on it. They had wireless in the, go see my newsletter for June. They had wireless only in the courtyard of the little resort area and at little shacks here and there throughout the island. You'd find some Wi-Fi. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah, you weren't plugging up anywhere. It was great. And I only got BlackBerry service on like certain locations. Like, I had to be on a big hill to get even
BlackBerry. That's crazy.
No, it was
Portland
perfect.
Was surrounded with 3G, and there's just Wi-Fi everywhere. Everywhere we went, there was like 6 or 7 unsecured networks to connect to everywhere. It was like, you know, a Wi-Fi addict's dream.
Well, that's perfect. But that doesn't tell them what the topic is this week.
The topic of this week is Feedly, which is the latest craze to go around for a lot of early adopters and RSS addicts. Feedly is a Firefox extension that hooks into Google Reader and provides you a new way of reading your feeds. It's just a alternative view of Google Reader.
All right, it actually comes up as a Chrome extension, I guess is what it is, and hooks into Feedly, which basically pulls in your Google Reader information, gives it the new UI. I like it a little better. It's streamlined. I mean, it's all your feeds, plus some extra services we'll talk about, but it brings it into a better-looking interface to me. It's something that Google isn't doing, that they're trying to tap into this little piece of the market.
It's a great tap.
Yeah, and there is no real sign-up process. You're actually just loading an extension and then logging in, which is actually logging into Google Reader.
And from there, it aggregates, or rather, it pulls all your feeds, and if you have any feeds that are tagged into folders, it organizes it just like that, so you can still, you know, all your feeds aren't all over the place. If you're a neat freak with your RSS feeds like I am, there's a navigation menu that is comprised of all your folders, so you can read all your feeds at once, or you can go folder by folder, you know, the way you usually would in Google Reader.
And if you have crappy feeds in your Google Reader, ones that have no value, they actually will give you categorized a whole slew of feeds per category. I didn't like it wasn't fine-tuned, the category, like you say, technology. It gives you all technology, not just like software or social media. But they give you some, what is there, like 15 basic categories that you can add in.
Yeah.
There's hooks to a bunch of services. One cool feature I really liked was every single posting, it will go and grab friend feed comments about that posting. So you're able to then follow both in one interface, which is way different than anything else.
Really? I have not seen that.
you don't have good feeds. That means you have crappy feeds. Like,
my feeds are awesome.
Well, it's actually one from you. The future of email is safe. One of your posts on SheGeeks. Mm-hmm. I have the integration for friend feed turned on. If I scroll to the bottom of your post, it says friend feed conversation. So anyone that talked about your link, it now gives me the conversations broken out all about it. So I can actually post and read the conversations, and it shows me who likes it and everything else. Now, I can't click I like it, but I can make comments. You didn't know that?
Wow. I've not seen that. Maybe let's take a step back. Social connections. You can connect to your Twitter account, mm-hmm. your friend feed account, NetVibes, BlogLines, Yahoo Mail, Gmail, My Yahoo, and your My Firefox bookmarks.
Right.
Would I need to click friend feed? Would I need to integrate my friend feed account in order to
yes.
see that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, no wonder.
Now,
I
something else it does is it has different views, as you said. Different. It took your folders in Google Reader and made them tabs in their UI, which I like. It also, there's some basic views that are built in. There's a cover, a what's new, and a wall. But on the what's new, you'll get the latest and newest from the people you follow. On the right side, you'll get things that are recommended with pictures of those that you've connected with somewhere. And then the sources view puts your favorites at the top. Anything that you star in Google Reader as a favorite shows at the top with a nice line, a break, and then all the other feeds show up below it with the number of read they have. You have a dashboard, and you have recommendations. So you'll actually get new sources, not just a posting, but a new source of information that get recommended from there, as well as individual posts that people could recommend. So you get a little bit of everything.
You get a lot of everything.
You get a whole bunch of everything. Now, something else they have built in, which is funny to me, is they have a little bitty, tiny link called Spring Cleaning. I just found it a few minutes ago. So if you
Where is that at?
Wait a minute. It's on your dashboard. So if you have
okay.
crappy feeds, like I said, and you want to clean up your Google Reader, you can click Spring Cleaning. It brings all of them up, shows you the number of them read, how many you've read, how many are recommended, and you can either edit your subscription or unsubscribe from there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's much better than Google Reader's
exactly.
way of spring cleaning.
Exactly my point. So I'm going to walk through the basic real quick, the main menu items. There is the cover. They call it the cover, which will give you the main icon or latest image from the blogs you subscribe to, then gives you the articles below them, I think the first three for each. So you get a nice dashboard of information on them. They call it covers. It's like a magazine type cover is what they built it around. So I really like that. That's a good one. The what's new, we already talked a little bit about the what's new. It's the latest postings. It's broken down by the categories that you've already built. There's ones under Explore, which I like, that gives you ones that you could see that you don't necessarily subscribe to. Like I'm seeing, HarvardBusiness.org and ValleyWag and a few others that I don't directly subscribe to in Google Reader that it's giving me for Explore.
So it's kind of like Google Reader's recommendations.
Right. And then on the right, I got Explore New Sources, and it's giving me ones that I may like that I can add directly into Feedly. It's a Discover module, they call it, that'll basically let me add these feeds in. And the last one is the wall. And the wall.
The wall.
Yeah.
Dun, da, da, da.
The wall. If we're going to go back in time to Pink Floyd. It's going to load up a whole bunch of things that have been tossed out there. Like you have the most recent one for me. You tossed out something onto the wall. Sarah in Tampa has a bunch of them out there. You have some of them out there. But it's a posting of all these posts. Wayne Sutton, who joined us on the last one on Plurk, has a bunch out there. So what you'll get is a bunch of people pushing posts out to a big giant wall. The value on that one to me is a little bit lower, but it's things that have been recommended from Google Reader. It's things that have been pushed out through Google Reader. I bet you this will have more abilities once I start using Feedly more, but right now it's just sucking in the recommended stuff from Google Reader. And the last one is the all. It's all unread articles, all the sources, everything that you've got. So you've got different ways to look at your Google Reader that you've never thought of before.
This is like information overload in its own way.
No, it's just taking what you say. Right now, people ask me all the time, and they probably ask you, what do you guys use for a reader? What do you use for a reader? Well, I've got an assortment of things that I use. One of my favorites doesn't share very well yet. That's Particles. I lived in Particles for a long time now and love it. It understands APML and OPML and favorites and blacklist and whitelist. But if you're going to go the web-based, social interface, recommending, sharing, all that stuff, this one builds it all in. It just puts a pretty interface and picture on top of Google Reader, which is kind of plain. It's always bothered me. It's probably why I never use Google Reader as much. some of the other features.
But I find... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, a couple of the other features were it lets you mark things as read, and it does let you save for later. Now, we were joking around earlier. I couldn't figure out where the heck it went when I said save for later. You had to tell me this one. I had no idea where it actually put the ones I save for later and how to find them later on.
Yeah, it's do you want me to explain where that is?
Well, that would help.
It's in a, where your folders are listed, the tabs for the folders in the navigation menu. There's a drop down arrow, and you can click that, and it says articles I recently, and then underneath that it has all the different things you can do. Like, you can annotate an article, you can recommend an article, you can save it for later, or, you know, mark as read, and it allows you to go through those articles. Anything that's been annotated, recommended, or saved for later, read, you can get to it right there. And it also, that drop-down menu also lets you see other categories that don't make it to the navigation menu, and also any uncategorized feeds. You can access them all right there.
Well, then it's
which I think is pretty nice.
Yeah, a little more value. Quite a bit more value. Once you go into a posting itself, if you click it, it brings it up in Feedly. It doesn't take you to the site unless you want to click it to bring the site. I already told you it brings in the friend feed conversations. But from there, you can also see the number recommendations. It's where you can annotate. You can email it. You can tweet it. You can preview it. You can get the link for it. There's a whole bunch of things going on.
Preview feature, it'll pop up the website, the article. It'll pop it up right there in Feedly. You'll see it exactly the way it looks on the website. Like, as far as, you know, the layout, you'll see an exact replica of the website right there in Feedly if you press the preview button for any of the articles, which I thought was pretty neat, but I'm pretty sure it could cause some issues.
Some issues?
It could cause some issues. It's a pretty hot topic these days as far as content not, you know, people not getting the credit they deserve to get those, their visitors back to the blog to get that traffic. You know, if you can preview it the way you would, I'm not sure if Feedly gives any type of traffic back for the preview button. So, could cause some problems.
I'm not sure how that is.
But it's a nice feature.
As a side note, I'm reading the Livestream blog that talks about the top 30 friend feed users based on Google ranking. Mark Krinsky did this. You're number 15.
Oh, great.
You're ahead of Chris Perillo, Dave Weiner, and Leo Laporte, but you're behind like Scoble and Lewis Gray, of course, and a few others.
Of course.
But, Scott Beal, but you're number 15. Michael Arrington's
behind. Am I behind Phil Glockner of Scripkin? Am I behind him?
No, doesn't appear to be. Reading the top 14.
Phil is my... I love Phil to death, don't get me wrong. Please don't blow this out of proportion, people. But Phil is kicking my butt. And Google Reader shared items. If you ever go to RSS Meme and look at like top shares, Phil or ReadBurner for that matter, Phil is kicking my butt, man. He is my nemesis for sharing the most items. And I was very proud of, you know, holding a top spot for sharing the most items, but Phil just totally took me by storm.
I'm so glad you have a goal in mind for your life.
I do. I do have a goal with that.
I am so glad that you have a goal in mind. I was
Thank
awfully
you.
Worried about that at this point in time. But being
hey,
the
worry.
Top on RSS Meme, that's perfect. Now, let's cover something else they have on here that I can't figure out what the heck it is. Screensaver.
The screensaver, I believe it's...
It shows up like all your recent postings and pictures. It flags them on the screen, but where the heck's the screensaver? Yeah.
Oh, actually, if you click like any of the pictures that's popping up, if you click on them, it'll say view article, save for later, recommend, resume.
But it's supposed to be a screensaver, I thought. So what the heck does that mean? Because it's still...
No, it's just, it's not an actual screensaver, like, for you to download. It's just a way for you to, it's just another view, another way to view your feeds by pictures, it
well,
seems.
Well, this is like particles to me, so now it's, that sucks. Okay, I don't like that. I mean, I understand what it's doing, but I thought it was going to be an actual, bring my feeds to, like, a type of screensaver that I could work with and act with, or a widget or something. Yeah, I'm not feeling that one. So out of everything so far, that's the only thing I'm not feeling.
So what would you rate it as?
What would I grade this as?
Mm-hmm.
This is an awesome sauce. You hesitate.
Will this be our first awesome sauce? I definitely give it an awesome sauce. I have my biggest and probably my only problem with Feedly right now is that it's much easier for me to go through my feeds in Google Reader a lot more quickly, maybe because I'm more accustomed to it. But keyboard shortcuts make it a lot easier for me to get through Google Reader, and I subscribe to over 150 blogs. That's more than 300 items a day I'm
right,
seeing
but mine's
nowadays.
Mine's in your favorites, though.
It is.
I was going to say, you hesitated again. We're going to have a problem. We're going to have a serious issue.
It is.
What's but with all the hesitation? Okay. I understand.
When going through Feedly, you know, I love it. I think it's a great way to view your news, but when you have a ton of things to get through and you want to get through it quickly, Feedly is not the way for me. I actually go through Google Reader first. When I start my day and I'm going through my feeds for the first time, I go through Google Reader first, and then I leave Feedly open to go through things that pop up as the day goes on, just so I can get through things much quickly because I'm on a time limit.
Tell me the other thing we're going to do. We actually skipped at the beginning. We apologize to everybody that's been listening to the first, 18 minutes, which we've already almost reached our limit. We are going to create a quick screencast of this through the Jing project and embed it so you can actually see a quick walkthrough of how we use the site and what it does. So we'll actually have a quick mock-up on the site that's live. You can watch the video of it so everyone can see exactly what the heck we're talking about. If you don't want to load the extension, their help files are pretty good that they have on there. They're not bad. If you do want to load the extensions before you play with it, we'll create it. They've got their own guided tour on their website and a movie file that I've seen. It's on the front page if you go to
Feedly.com. The movie file doesn't have any freaking audio.
Right. We're giving you audio.
Yeah, maybe they should replace their movie file with our movie file.
And our podcast. They should put our podcast on there.
They should.
Okay, well,
Feedly, holla at us, call our people.
Call our people. We'd love you to call our people because it's only us. So if you call our people, please just call us directly. That would be so much nicer of you.
So rating, we both give it the awesome sauce rating.
I give it the awesome sauce.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first
official
awesome sauce. I can finally give an awesome sauce badge.
We'll get it on because I feel this is something I might play with and use a little more. And actually, it might coerce me to use Google Reader a little more. Oh, something we missed. I asked you about it offline. How the heck do I add a single feed? Here's what Feedly let me do. It lets me add an OPML file, which people don't know what the heck that is. It lets me bring in NetVibes and Gmail contacts, and we already said Twitter, and what else? Friend feed, and then there's a few other ones in there.
Yahoo Mail, Gmail, that's about it, my Yahoo and blog lines.
But their main interface did not say add an individual feed. So I said, how the heck do I just grab an individual feed? And what did you tell me?
And I responded with, if you go to a website, this is in Firefox 3. I'm honestly not sure how it looks in Firefox 2, but I don't have a default feed reader set for subscribing to feeds in Firefox 3. So if you go to a site that you're not subscribed to in Firefox and you click on the RSS icon at the top, there should, if you don't have a default set, it should have a pop-up. And Feedly, subscribe to this feed using, there's a drop-down menu, Live Bookmark, Blog Lines, Google, My Yahoo, and Feedly should also be in there. Should be a little star next to it. So that's how you would subscribe to an individual feed with Feedly. And also, if you go to a website that you are subscribed to, there's a button, just like the little RSS icon in the URL bar, that will pop up that's strictly associated with Feedly, which will let you edit. You can go straight to that feed within Feedly so that you can edit that feed however whatever you want to do or read through it and whatnot. But you can do all of this from the URL bar. There, Feedly seems to have plenty of little pop-ups that show up as you go along.
Right. Feedly's going to be a competition to such sites as Streamy, but that doesn't use Google Reader, but other RSS online sites that let you annotate and learn. It's supposed to learn a little bit, but annotate, let you mark, let you tweet, let you do. They're all competing for the same space. So Link Rivers and Streamies, not really Tulu, they're kind of just discover new feeds, but they're all fighting for the same space. This one is probably I'm liking the approach because they're saying, we're not going to try to rewrite and make you redo everything. If you're already using Google Reader, use it. just let us make the interface better and make it work easier for you.
I think it could actually steal some things from Google Reader as far as, of course, you would need Google Reader, but as far as hits and going into Google Reader, you don't even have to go into Google Reader to manage anything. You don't have to go into Google Reader to add a thing.
It syncs your unread marks, too. So when you mark them red inside of Feedly, it actually is tagging them as red inside of Google Reader. So if you use a mobile device with Google Reader, all that passes through together, which I really like.
Oh, that would be awesome if Feedly had a mobile.
They don't, but Google Reader has ways to see stuff mobile, too. See what I mean?
So but it would still be awesome if Feedly had one.
Yes, maybe they do, and we don't know. Maybe it's under development. We should play with their site and see if we can find it. What do you think?
I don't think it's available because it's a Firefox extension. What, do they have a Pocket Internet Explorer extension?
I don't know. What if they got one for, you know, Pocket Safaris or Pocket Opera Minis? Who knows?
Maybe for the iPhone?
Yeah, maybe for the iPhone.
Maybe.
That would be great. Otherwise, any other news before we let everybody get out of here? We've peaked our time.
I love Portland.
If anyone has low-cost housing with great, great stuff, Corvita would like you to send her an email or a Twitter because she is looking for excellent housing opportunity with low cost with great facilities. We're talking free cable, free internet, free wireless, probably a pool, a hot tub, a spa, jacuzzi. She apparently likes a weekly massage and someone that will clean her apartment and deliver snacks.
Snacks. Plenty of chips, plenty of soda, puffy cheese doodles, please. Sprite soda, caramel sundaes from Dairy Queen. Those are my favorites.
That, and if anyone now wants to know all her likes to get a good date. So apparently we've covered absolutely everything you need for
that's,
work.
That's how you feel, Chris?
That's how I feel. Right there, I just laid it out. Apparently you've given all your likes out. So if they really like you, they will come and clean your apartment, bring you a sundae, get you a massage, and get you a premium cable channel.
There's no guarantee that a date will come out of that unless you are a particularly, you know,
fine
attractive.
Fine. Just laying it all out. I wasn't going there. Editor.
You took it there.
Taking the editor. I'm laying out an editor. I'm laying out. Get the editor out, for God's sakes. Hey.
You took it there.
Tell them everything else. The everything Twitter site is, like, growing huge.
Oh, yes. We've got a bunch of new stuff up. I even got an exclusive up there. We have an exclusive Twitter client up there.
Yeah, it's like 110 things or something like that. The hits are going up. The word's getting spread. But I'm actually finding I'm going back to look up stuff myself all the time now.
Oh, yeah. So. I have it bookmarked. I have a search for it, a custom Google search engine for it, a search for Twitter stuff.
And you're giving
when
me...
When I can't.
You've given me the title for this podcast, by the way. Just so you know, you've given me the title for the podcast.
What's the title?
You'll see it in just a few minutes when it's published. I'm getting...
Oh, you're a whack.
I might be whack, but you always laugh. And if you listen to the ending, if everyone stopped when the closing music came on last time of episode 3, you need to go back and just listen to the end. It was great.
I got plenty of comments about how hilarious the ending of episode 3 was.
It was great. All three people made comments of this. Listen to the episode. So, all right.
Well, I don't care how many people it was. I didn't appreciate being put on blast like that. Got my shower singing all out there for the world to hear.
That was perfect. All right. So we need to go ahead and dip this one. So we're saying awesome sauce for both of us. We will put up a actual nice little short video. You can match it up to our audio if you wish, or you can just, you know, do both, which is what we prefer. And otherwise, we're doing 2 weeks, and we're scheduling a guest for the next one. We won't even say who yet, because our schedules haven't matched the last two times. But we have a guest we're trying to line up for the next one, which will be a big one. And I have no idea what site we're doing next. So if you have suggestions, as always, send one to Corvita with a caramel sundae.
And don't forget the chips.
Don't forget the chips, soda, snacks, and I believe you said cheese doodles.
Cheese doodles, puffy cheese doodles. The puffy ones, not the crunchy ones.
Cheese doodles. All right, we're done. Anything else?
Yep, that's all.
All right, everybody. Episode 4.
Unga! Woo! I love Portland. It's awesome.